بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us, and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. When shaitan comes to a person, then he either comes to him from the door of desires. So he comes to him and says, look, there is this zina to be committed. Look at this beautiful woman. Commit zina with her. Or he comes to him and says, this is a bottle of alcohol. Drink this bottle of alcohol. Or he says to the person, lie and cheat this man. You can cheat him of his money, take his money and put it in your pocket. Steal his money. So he either comes to a person from the door of desires. And if he has failed at taking you at that door of desires, then he will come to you from another door. And that door is of doubts. He'll come to you and start planting doubts into your mind. Should you perform salah in this manner? Or should you add something to your salah? Why? Because you'll get more reward for it. What has he done? He realized, I can't win with alcohol with this person, with women with this person, with gambling with this person. So what will I do? I will catch him at the door of ibadah, at the door of worship. So shaitan comes to him and beautifies a certain action. Do this and you will gain a lot of reward. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about actions that are not in the Quran and Sunnah?
قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا.
Should I not inform you, say O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I not inform you of those who are the most deprived of deeds, good deeds? Who are they? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The ones who were misguided, their actions, they did a lot of actions in this world, but they were misguided. سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Yet they were thinking that what we are doing is right and it's correct. And this is why we emphasize that when it comes to the Quran and the Sunnah, listen to it carefully and base your actions and your worship upon the Quran and the Sunnah. Let me ask yourself and myself a question here today. Who can come up with a better act of worship than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of us can come and say that I know better than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever he did in his lifetime, we should do. Whatever he did not do and he did not command to do or he prohibited from, we should not do. And the same goes for example, you know, I haven't mentioned the word because people have they are allergic to this word. When you say bid'ah, they say, hey, you are extremist. No, this is not the case. This is not the case. When we say bid'ah, we say something that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do. Something that he didn't encourage people to do in his life. So when it comes to the dead, and especially now that we have many people dying in our community, let us only do that which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. When Fatima died, what did he do for her? When Khadija died, what did he do for her? When Ruqayyah died, what did he do for her? That is what we should find out about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, I think the only daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to pass away during his lifetime was Fatima radiallahu anha. So when it comes to the rest of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all died, they all passed away during his lifetime. Ibrahim, his son, died in his hands. What did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? His eye teared. And the Sahabi who was with him asked him and he said, أَوَلَمْ تَنْهَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءِ. Did you not stop us from crying? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّهَا رَحْمَةٌ. It is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cry. وَلَكِنَّ نَهَيْتُ عَنْ صَوْتَيْنِ أَحْمَقَيْنِ فَاجِرَيْنِ. But I stopped people from doing two foolish voices, صوتٍ عند نعمةٍ. When someone has something good and they scream out loud, that is also prohibited. And when someone has something bad and they scream out and they tear their clothes, that is also prohibited in the Sharia. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear for us what we should do, what we shouldn't do. When it comes to the actions and good deeds that we can do for the dead, they are gone, they have left us. What they have taken is theirs. What we can do for them, make dua. Make a lot of dua. Seek istighfar for them. And give out a sadaqah on their behalf. Give out a charity on their behalf. Last but not least, what you can do for the dead is if they have left behind a few CDs of theirs that are good, pass on those CDs to people who will listen. They've left some books behind, pass on those books to people who will read. They've left a mushaf, a Quran behind, read from that Quran and they will get the reward as well. So these are some of the actions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do. Let us stick to the Quran and the Sunnah when it comes to our deeds. We don't want a case where we come on the day of Qiyamah and we think we've achieved a lot, but in reality we haven't. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the truth. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.